Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Certainly the hearts of Americans and those around the world have gone out to the victims of Hurricane Harvey. We're certainly involved in helping with our ministry called Liberty Relief International. We're going to be talking about this and other matters on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Matt, of course, on this program, we've mentioned before and on our website, Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, our ministry, Liberty Relief International, and up until recently, we have had our primary focus and still is a major focus of Liberty Relief International, helping persecuted Christians and religious minorities, particularly in the Middle East, but not exclusively there, literally people who are losing their lives, their homes, their businesses, their families, being tortured by those radical Islamics, whether they be ISIS or Al-Qaeda or others. That's our ministry through Liberty Relief International, to provide not only resources, humanitarian in nature, but also spiritual. We partner in the Middle East with ministries that are on the ground that have both the dual focus of humanitarian relief and spiritual support and relief. Because it's not just important to give humanitarian, as important as that is, but there's also spiritual support, questions about how did this happen? Where is God? Right. Questions about spiritual support and nurturing that they need. And now we've also partnered with great ministries in Texas that are worldwide ministries, but have a similar focus of humanitarian relief and spiritual relief, helping out our brothers and sisters that have been victims of Hurricane Harvey.
Well, and it's a biblical notion. I mean, we are to spread the good news and share the good news of the gospel. But if somebody is starving or doesn't have water and doesn't have their basic needs met, Christ himself tells us to take care of the least of these. Everything we do for them, we do for him. And that's what Liberty Relief International is doing, is addressing those immediate needs for survival first, and then that opens the opportunity then for them to see the love of Christ and then to share the gospel, the good news, the truth of Christ with them.
Yeah, you know, there's so much unbelievable devastation that happened. It's unlike any other hurricane in the sense that it just stationed itself over Texas, and then it went through parts of Louisiana and dumped up to 50 inches of water, which is incredible. Just the sights that everyone has seen, the pictures are just mind-boggling, to have that kind of level of water spread across miles and miles and miles of area where entire neighborhoods and businesses and others are completely underwater. In working with our ministry partner there, one of the things that they mentioned is, in addition to obviously the physical damage with the homes and businesses and so forth, and the loss of life that obviously has occurred, there's also black mold. It's not like a hurricane just came by, lots of wind, rain, some water has gotten in. Now you can come back in and start to tear down and so forth if you can get someone to do that. But now you've got days, weeks of water stationed there in every crack and nook and cranny of the physical structure, and black mold sets in. One of the things that we have been doing is providing not only physical resources, food and water, clothing, but also gloves and bleach and other kinds of things, mask, because when they go in there to tear down these things or even rescue belongings, black mold will develop. And for young children, that can affect them for the rest of their lives if it gets in your lungs. I had a sister who had black mold following a hurricane in Florida that ultimately resulted in some water damage that was never properly repaired. Didn't know it. Black mold began to grow behind the panels of the wall. She continued to inhale it, started to have physical problems, and it actually then collected in her lungs. And once you get it in your lungs, it is very, very difficult to get out. It has serious consequences. So we don't even think about that,
right?
In terms of these kinds of devastating long-term effects that Harvey will have on that population.
And with your sister, these effects were devastating to her lungs, as I recall.
Yeah, they were, and she's still suffering from it. Has really, really damaged her respiratory system.
Mm. You know, it's been so encouraging to see the pictures and to see people reach out and set aside their political agendas and all the other stuff and just work together to help people. But we often do forget, as you said, Matt, we often do forget this could go on for years trying to restore these people's homes and their health as a result.
Well, Liberty Relief International is working to get the resources, especially through our partner ministries. One of our very reputable ministry head that I was speaking with the other day talked about something that I wouldn't even think about, but because of their experience, they know that in disasters like this, pedophiles and rapists target these facilities.
Oh, that's
you
awful.
Don't even think about this.
No.
Someone's already been hurt and devastated because of the storm. Now, when they're in these shelters, they go to these shelters because they know that children are going to be walking around. You don't have ID. You're coming and going, lots of different people.
And they take advantage of
them. The kids are running down to use the restroom. The parents are in some gym floor or wherever it might be, and they go in there and they molest these children or they abduct these children.
Ugh.
This ministry partner that we work with will work through distribution sites at churches and also has a very strong spiritual component to the humanitarian relief. And told the churches and tells the churches, we will not work with you. One of the criteria is you have to have a security guard posted at every restroom. We will not work with you if not. And one of the heads of the churches there said, we don't have that problem of pedophilia, of people abducting children and so forth.
Well, they don't do it brazenly. I mean,
right.
This is the textbook example of a predator. They
right.
know exactly what they're doing. They lay in wait.
Well, and so they posted a security guard there. And in one day, they caught 10 pedophiles that were intending harm. Unfortunately, were stopped by the security. 10 in
Thank
one day.
Goodness for security.
That was then going to a church site where distribution of food, clothing, and shelter was being provided. And they had driven some of these from 100 or more miles away.
I never thought about how
someone would do that, but they know that people will be distracted, not only for pedophilia, for child abduction, but for rape. So we work with ministries. I encourage you to not only pray, but to help financially if you can, but make sure that your contribution is going to reputable ministries that will use the relief on Hurricane Harvey and will also use some of the wisdom that our ministry partner uses. You can go to libertyreliefinternational.org, libertyreliefinternational.org, and you can make a contribution there. And it's tax deductible, and we will make sure that it gets to the right sources and that your money will be used to help the victims, both humanitarian relief, but also spiritual relief.
You know, and that's important to know too, because, you know, when somebody gives money, they have to do research or they don't know whether it's going to pad someone's large salary or if it's actually going to help those people.
Or if it's going to some other disaster
exactly.
somewhere down the road.
So mm-hmm. we know that, you know, every dollar is accountable for what Liberty Relief International is doing.
On a bright spot in this dark storm cloud, we really have seen Americans come together around their patriotism, around God, black, white, Hispanic, you know, male, female, it doesn't matter. All of the...
You're not checking people's voter registration
right.
at that point.
No,
right.
no. And you're seeing the best of America in this darkness. There's a light, and you're seeing the best of humanity come together, and it's very encouraging.
It is very encouraging. At that point in time, you know, the race issue, the color of your skin, your demographic, your status of wealth, your political affiliation, all that becomes completely irrelevant.
Right. We're just all creations of God.
Created in the image of God,
exactly.
helping one another at a time of need.
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful sight to see. And you know, one of the other things when we think about these situations, young people, families that have lost everything, it's easy to ask the big questions, where was God in all of this? Well, we want to be able to provide them food and water and shelter, clothing, but we also want to be able to help them spiritually walk through this time of disaster and come out on the other side even stronger in their faith or even coming to faith for the very first time because of some horrible disaster that happened. So that's why we want to work with ministries that have this dual fold, humanitarian and spiritual relief component. You can go to libertyreliefinternational.org, libertyreliefinternational.org, and make an online credit card contribution right there at libertyreliefinternational.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.